And why don't we take a call from Lori in Bellevue? She's been waiting quite a while. Hello, Lori.
Hello. I have two questions, and the highest priority one is my extremely dry skin. Uh-huh. Is there a nutritional basis or a nutritional remedy? I rub coconut oil on my hands a couple times a day, and then Lubriderm, and then Vaseline to try to give me a protective glove.
Wow.
My fingers split, my fingertips split and bleed, mm-hmm. and I have to, I'm a caregiver, so I wash my hands a lot of times a day, and so that's my highest priority problem right now. And my other question concerns alternatives to statin drugs. My husband takes them, and I understand it. I heard Dr. Wright talk months ago talk about alternatives to statin drugs because there's significant side effects.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's talk about you first. The you know, the fact that you're having to wash your hands so much. What happens is soap is a very powerful detergent. So.
Yes.
Basically, that is cutting the oils that your skin is naturally making to protect itself, and the soap obviously dries out your skin quite a bit, and that leaves you much more prone to that, especially in the winter months when
when it's bad.
Yeah, and we're all kind of stuck inside with dry heat, and the humidity in our homes are pretty dry also, so. So that's part of the issue. You didn't mention that you were having dryness anywhere else. Is it pretty much all over your body or just your hands?
It's my hands.
Uh-huh.
I have had eczema problems kind of chronic in the winter a lot in the past that doesn't mm-hmm. seem to be bothering me now.
Okay.
I haven't had any of those spots lately, but it's just
Well, a couple things you could do. One is I would, if you were my patient, I'd probably look really closely at your diet and making sure that you were getting some different omega-3s and omega-6 oils.
Okay.
Fish oil would probably be the number one in supplying you with things that you might need to help your skin lubricate itself.
Okay.
We heal from the inside out. So
yes.
So by taking fish oil, and I would go big, you could do 1,000 milligrams of fish oil 3 times a day and really see if you could lubricate your skin that way. The other thing would be switching to an olive oil soap. You can purchase olive oil soap that, it's just as cleansing, but it also isn't as drying on your skin.
Okay. All right.
I'm not a big fan of Vaseline because it's a petroleum base, and a lot of people react to petroleum.
All right.
And also petroleum, when you apply it to your skin, it is sort of a glove. Everything stays in your skin, and it would make sense to try to keep the oils in, but if the oils aren't even there, then, people can react to the petroleum itself and cause eczema and other problems. So, even with eczema, Lori, I would say the number one medicine that I would prescribe is fish oil or, just upping your olive oil in your diet.
Okay.
That would be number one.
Okay. All right. I will. Oh. would. let's see. Eucerin would. Would that be a good thing to switch to?
I would say that's kind of a better application than the Vaseline or the petroleum.
Okay, Eucerin. All right.
Yeah, and I don't, you know, I usually don't recommend steroids for this because that has its own set of problems, and so I wouldn't use that. A lot of people will use steroids for their eczema, and it'd be much better to, you know, treat the underlying cause. I would say 90% of eczema is due to some digestive imbalance. So it could be, you know, it could be a food sensitivity, could be, you know, like I say, not enough omega-3 or omega-6.
Okay.
Now, I did.
Is there any particular kind or brand on the fish oil?
Well, you want to get the ones we carry in our dispensary, I think, are quite good. Nordic Naturals, I like. They seem to be one of the cleanest, you know, and low in mercury. Some of them are organic, and they'll actually state that they've been, you know, third-party tested for heavy metals. So that would be the way to go, I think.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, and you mentioned your husband is on a recommended a statin, is that right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. Now, statins, you probably already know this, but statins have been linked to dementia and
yes,
Alzheimer's, cognitive decline, and also type 2 diabetes. So we actually need cholesterol to some degree. And
yes,
you go to a lot of conventional docs and they say, oh,
two heart attacks.
Yeah.
And about three TIAs, mini strokes.
Okay.
So
yeah, there are definitely some issues there. Unfortunately, you know, the cholesterol is only about 25% of the equation in preventing things like that. There's a lot of other things you need to address, you know, the inflammation in the body and other dietary issues. You know, whatever is creating the inflammation, we have to look at. Sometimes it's something you wouldn't think about, like abnormal bacteria in the gut. Those abnormal bugs can actually create organic acids that get reabsorbed into the bloodstream and just wreak havoc. You know, everything from headaches to more eczema to endothelial dysfunction, which is the ultimate cause of cardiovascular disease and heart disease.
For the inflammation, is sugar a chief culprit, or
yes? In fact, I'm glad you brought that up, because whenever we have sugar, it produces something called AGE, which stands for advanced glycation end products, and those are incredibly inflammatory to our arterial system. So, it gets a little complex because the breakdown of these products are extremely inflammatory, and our bodies are left dealing with it, you know, beyond how great it tastes to our tongues. So, so we're, you know, after 20, 30, 40 years of eating a certain way, suddenly we figure it all out and say, oh, that's why these things have happened to me. But, you know, there's so much focus on lowering cholesterol these days, and everybody knows what their cholesterol number is, and there's much more to the equation. So, and I know you go to a lot of conventional docs and they say your cholesterol can't be low enough, you know. So that's why they automatically go with the statins. Now, somewhere between, you know, actually taking a statin and doing other dietary things or supplemental things, he could be doing a product called red yeast rice, which is sort of it's a form of statin that was the statin patent medicines were based on research with red yeast rice.
Okay.
So, but I found a lot less side effects with the red yeast rice. If he ever does take the red yeast rice or a statin, make sure he's taking CoQ10 with that.
Okay.
Because statins especially are known to deplete the CoQ10 in our cells, and that leaves you with other problems, you know.
Right.
So make sure he's doing that.
Okay,
and,
red yeast rice. Okay.
Right. Uh huh.
Okay. Well, that's great. I really appreciate that.
You bet. Yeah. Thanks for your call and good luck with that dry skin.
Okay. Yes. Thank you so much.
All right, Lori. Take care.